Hello everyone, it's Nick Oyen, the CIS Podcast Project. Today I'm so happy to be here and excited as well because I'm going to be talking to one of an Asylum Seeker Housing Project volunteer, sharing his experience about CIS and what CIS stands for. Please welcome to the podcast. My first question for you is, how would you explain CIS to someone that did not know anything about it?
Yes, CIS stands for Community Info Source, and they work with marginalized communities in Glasgow, primarily with asylum seeker and refugee, to put their ideas into action and to secure their rights. This organization is human rights and equalities based and community lead. Under this organization, there is three big projects run there. Number one, well-being project. Yep. Number two, ASH project. ASH is stand for Asylum Seeker Housing Project. And WASH project is the third one, Women Asylum Seeker Housing Project. So I'm little bit brief you what is well-being project. Well-being project is basically asylum seeker experience and journey are often traumatic and affect their mental health and their well-being. Team offering a service through volunteer that aim to support new arrival through peer-to-peer support and support with daily life. The volunteer of well-being, they help to asylum seekers navigate life in their new city, and they offering support to access much needed services and other agencies. The well-being project is also offering asylum seeker can stay connect with improving their digital access and increasing social connection either digitally and face-to-face. This project volunteers and participants help plan, organize regular activities such as cycling, trips, hill walk, and city tour, improving physical and mental health. So this is a very good project. I might tell to any new asylum seeker, they will join this group. This is open everyone. The second project is ASH project. That is community. This is under Community Info Source has developed the Asylum Seeker Housing Project to help asylum seeker in Scotland report housing repairs and issues. We also they also have follow up with them when repair are not completed and not being done properly. So ASH project is help out the middleman between the affected people asylum seeker and the main person who did this resolve this issue, like mayors and home office main concerned person. And the third project under this community info source is that is WASH. WASH is similar type of ASH, but this is pure concern for the women issues. Like they have this under from community info source and the asylum seeker to help asylum women in Scotland, and they have same problem for housing issues, and they have problem to resolve from mayor's issues. So WASH project help out these women, especially women, single mother women, to resolve this issue, housing issues, as soon as possible. So they are work for middleman. So these three projects work under the community info source. That is very important issues and very important project at this moment in community info source. And I might say the community info source team did a very well job, and I appreciate all the team members from top to bottom, and they are very friendly, very supportive, and the environment is very friendly and very happily. Everyone come and safe, secure inside the community InfoSource organizations. So that is the pure main definition of community InfoSource. Thank you.
Thank you for explanation there. The next question is something that I struggle with myself when I came here in this country. And secondly, special English is not my first language. It's always one of those words you don't know how to put them in order. So for you, the next question is, how would you explain what charity or non-government NGO is to someone who did not know about the idea?
Yes, for my opinion about the charity, what is the charity means? Charity means the an organization set up to provide help and raise money for those in need. It. I think the charity is work for the specific purpose. The charity provide practical help or homeless people. They voluntarily given of help, typically in the form of money to those who need. The care of the people must not be left to private charity. So charities specifically work for the, you know, need, money need. So the specific purpose. And this is a short term. But the NGO is a non-government organization, is an organization that generally is formed independent from government. And they are typically non-profit entities. And many of them are active in humanitarianism or social area, you know, human protection, and socially they help out. And they are independent from the government, and they provide the service to their member of others. You know, they like they can also include club and association to provide the services. So the NGO is not a specific. They are openly to protect the humanitarian and social circle. So for my opinion, this is the definition about the difference between the charity and non-government organization.
Thank you for the explanation there. The next question I think is about, we all know that sometimes the first time you arrive in the place, you check if you're on the right address, you check you've been welcomed, and we check that this is the place or it's not my place. So for you, I want to tell me, how did you feel or what impression did you get the first time you came to CIS and now?
Actually, when I was first time visited in the CIS, I don't know much more about the CIS, but I find they are very professional. They are very dedicated. The office setup is very properly professional, like private organization. They have proper setup. They have teamwork. And when we go inside the office, they all are welcoming. They all are, you know, all the time welcome to you. They don't have any reservation. They don't have any restriction. Even if you visit as an appointment, they can provide you travel expense, because as you know, the asylum seekers and the refugees and the destitute people have limited funding. So they know about what is the problem. So they don't ask you. They don't ask you any question. They just provide you the travel expense, and they give you some snacks, some welcoming tea. They are environment is very friendly, very, very supportive, and very dedicated people there.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch, but you know, the word impressions, like for me, like if I walk in the building, you know, before I talk to people, I look around, is it safe? You know what I mean? I know you already touched that, but impression to me is like kind of like, if I go to, for example, I go to refugee council, my impression is like, oh, it's too busy. Or I don't know, everybody's got a different vibes when it comes to places. I think CIS, they want to know your impression. Like, did you feel, you said already welcomed and understand that, but are you still feeling the same now?
Different people have different opinion. From my point of view, if you go anytime in the CIS, anyone looking to you first time, they can try to help you. They try to solve your problem. They don't say, please wait outside. Someone come and help you. They just go inside and someone try to resolve your issue, resolve your problem, why you visit there. So it's welcoming every time, I think so. And more, and definitely they are busy in daily routine work, but they try to resolve any visitor as soon as possible to resolve this problem. So they are always welcoming.
Okay, cool. Wow, this is the best learning experience of my life, to be in the podcast. I enjoy myself talking to the different people and learning as well about the projects, especially the CIS. As I said earlier on, I had a little knowledge about the project. But now, since I've been talking to people on the podcast, I think that's the purpose of the podcast, to be here to share our experiences and stories and help the project as well understand the needs of the people. So I'm going to just move on to the other question we have here. What do you find useful, helpful, or welcoming at CIS? And what do you find it unhelpful or difficult?
I think for my concern, they are always welcoming. Why? Because I find during the lockdown, they support all the registered families inside the Glasgow, because as you know, everyone during the lockdown 2020, every organization, any institute closed down suddenly. But the CIS is one of the great institute and organization, charity organization. They quickly as possible to contact all the registered families, and they find out the problem, and they provide the food door to door. They provide the internet devices. They provide the digital devices during the lockdown. Those who have any problem, as far as my concern, I am a volunteer work. So they ask me if you have any problem for digital, any kind of mobile connection, any internet connection, any food problem. So just share it. Specific person, so they arrange as soon as possible. So I'm very very lucky, and I'm very glad they during the lockdown they support me all the time. So thank you CIS team. Without any reference, without any concern, they help out the registered families inside and outside, in the classroom.
So, okay, thank. What about if there's anything, do you think they can change or develop? Or, yeah, if there's anything in your mind, you think maybe, because every year can't be the same, should be maybe a progress or, yeah.
For CIS? For CIS?
Yeah.
I'm not a major experienced person. I'm a newly in the city. For improvement, yes, every organization need improvement. Any organization need betterness. So I wish the new management and the old management try to resolve all the critical, all the pending matters as soon as possible. Because 1 year back, one of the senior colleague, Mr. Andrew, passed away 2021 December, and he is a key role player to resolve the housing matters. But after that, Mr. Jacob hold this position, and he is so lovely person. He's so very kind person, and he work on it on the behalf of this position. So my good wishes for CIS in future to improve all the areas and all the matters, and hopefully they are like simple word, well wishing from my side to CIS.
Yeah, I really appreciate talking to you on this podcast, and I learned a lot about CIS, but I'm still learning as I go. So I think we are coming to our end last question. What are these things? Interest, strength, achievement, fears. Anything would you like CIS and volunteers to know about you?
Tell me more about that. Yeah, interest. Why I'm use this word interest? Because without any aim, without any mission, no organization work with in the interest. So vision is very clear because they are help out the asylum seeker housing matters. They are helping out the women domestic violence, and they are helping the mental illness, mental problem, you know, depression matter, anxiety matter. So the three areas they are very clearly to vision and keen to resolve this problem. So this is an interest and an achievement. They are successfully achieved the target on yearly basis. I'm attend the AGM meeting, and I know they have sometimes funding. They are very facing funding issues. So I my open message to funders, please help out CIS because they are charity organization and they help out the humanitarian protection, human issues in the Glasgow. So my open message for fundraiser and funders, please help out the CIS. They need money all the time because they help the humanitarian protection.
Okay. For the last thing, what would you say to the people? Like, for do you think the podcast for CIS is helpful? What would you say to people about this idea of doing this podcast?
No, I think this is very good idea, very nice idea. Because I always suggest that marketing is very important. All the charity organizations. So one of the this platform is very good to listen people and to create the awareness and circulate the information about the CIS. So I think broadcast is very important things, and in future there should be regularly this kind of activity.